Well, when Gertie and I and our granddaughter were at Centro briefly in July of 1982, we got down to the bridge. I believe that's the bridge over Albert Creek that runs under the Stees. And we could see from the post office at Centro the Riley's building, but it seemed like part of the building and roof, I believe it was corrugated sheet metal roof, was just waving in the wind there. We didn't get over there because of the urgency to get back to Fairbanks. So unfortunately, I didn't get to see anything of the roadhouse, only from a view of some distance. Do you know when the roadhouse was abandoned there at
No, I don't. Didn't go up till 77, and it was abandoned then.
Uh-huh. Now, his first name, was it really Riley and then Erickson, or was that just a kind of a name taken or given?
That's the only
Riley?
Name I ever heard.
I never heard of any other either.
No.
But it would seem a Scandinavian with a name of Riley wouldn't be congenial.
Quite right, does it?
Ruth Olson would probably know.
She would. Oh, good. Can you enlarge on Ruth Olson? She was born and reared on Switch Creek, as I know. And what do you know of her early?
I think I don't remember whether she was born in Seattle or Dawson, but anyway, she was raised there on Switch Creek. And when she started high school, they had to move to town, or she had to move to town. Her parents didn't come, and she lived with Joe Crossan and for babysat for her board, and she graduated in 34, I guess it was, and we were classmates. And then when Harold and I were married, why, she and her husband had been married the year before, and they were working, he worked with Harold hauling wood from Central that winter, and but she knew everybody in that district, and
mm-hmm.
So she'd be a good source of information.
Right.
Of course, that wasn't a big job. There weren't that many people over there.